Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Gorman, G-O-R-M-A-N. Date of birth, 10-03-1960. Transitional care, date of service, 01-25-2013. New paragraph. Transitional care diagnosis. Right frontal glioma with multiple surgeries with proton external beam radiation and chemotherapy with avastatin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, and temolomide, T-E-M-O-Z-O-L-O-M-I-D-E. Number two, surgery for tumor reduction in frontal lobotomy on 01-08-2013. New paragraph, chief complaint, left-sided weakness. New paragraph. History, this 52-year-old woman is being received in transitional care from the Mercy Rehabilitation Hospital in Oklahoma City at the Grace Living Center in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I was notified last night on 01-24-2013 that she was coming and had arrived, and I went over the care plan and medication list with the nurse. This morning at 6 a.m. I arrived at the Grace Living Center to do a face-to-face examination. Period. She has undergone a craniotomy for tumor reduction. She's undergone chemotherapy. Period. She has left-sided weakness. She has had external beam radiation. Period. Past history includes serial MRIs in 2008. She was taken to the operating room for biopsy and treatment of and tumor removal prior to coming here, period. An MRI of 2010 showed tumor recurrence. She has undergone chemotherapy for it without much benefit. And since 2010, she's had seizure problems requiring Keppra, K-E-P-P-R-A, treatment, period. She was hospitalized in April of 2012 with recurrent seizures. An MRI in 2012 showed recurrence of the right frontal glioma, which is thought to be the cause of the seizures. Dr. Eric Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, was following her, and apparently he was the doctor who placed her on chemotherapy with Temodar, T-E-M-O-D-A-R, and Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N. Later, she was evaluated by Dr. Michael Shrug, S-U-G-H-R-U-E, who apparently did the operation for tumor reduction on January 8, 2003. So far, she's had an uneventful post-operative course. She was transferred to the rehab unit at Mercy Hospital, and from there, she has been moved to the Grace Living Center in Stillwater for continued skilled nursing. New paragraph, social history. Married, period. Her husband has had cardiac stents. The patient herself is an LPN. She formerly smoked a pack of cigarettes daily for 22 years. She quit smoking in 1990. She occasionally uses alcohol. New paragraph, family history, positive for emphysema and thyroid disease. New paragraph, allergies, flagyl, hydrocodone, dilatin. New paragraph, past medical histogram, small seizures, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, essential hypertension, depression, migraine, headaches. New paragraph. Physical examination. Able to sit in a wheelchair. New paragraph. General appearance. Able to sit in a wheelchair. New paragraph. Head. Craniotomy. Scars. Resolving. Period. Symmetrical. Period. No unilateralizing signs. Period. Appears to be alert. Period. New paragraph. Chest. Symmetrical. New paragraph. Breast. Symmetrical by inspection. New paragraph. Heart. Normal sinus rhythm. New paragraph. Abdomen. No medullary masses or rigidity. New paragraph. Extremities. Symmetrical but weakness on the left side. Especially the left upper and left lower extremity. New paragraph. Neurological. sensory modalities of touch are intact. She has difficulty following multi-step commands. New paragraph, skin, unremarkable. New paragraph, functional status. Karnofsky, 60%. New paragraph, transitional care goals. Skilled nursing rehabilitation. Try to improve her activities of daily living and mobility. New paragraph. Summary. She is admitted to Grace Living Center for transitional care and rehabilitation and skilled nursing with the goal of improving her mobility and activities of daily living and restore her to independent living. The comorbidity conditions will be addressed, and the transitional orders, which have been received from Mercy Hospital Rehab Unit, will be continued, period. New paragraph, plan, see above, and the dictation, City Williams and D.D.